Who would want to stop economic growth? Try airport neighbors. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Bob Miller, publisher of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot, and also the proprietor of Bob Miller Flight Training Incorporated, based at the Buffalo Lancaster Airport in Western New York. And we normally talk about safety topics on Mondays, but I want to drift a little bit from that today and talk to Bob about a significant issue that's happening in his local area, which no doubt has parallels in any number of areas of the country. Bob, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Well, thanks, Paul. It's a sunny day here in Buffalo, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about Buffalo Lancaster Airport. You are in an enviable situation in some ways, and in other ways, not so much. You are in a, what I recall from my days living in Western New York was that it was an area that was demographically moving older. A lot of industry left. Population was declining. It was the Buffalo Metro is ranked lower and lower each census. However, your little airport is busting at the seams and needs to expand.
Well, that is the very good news. Over the last several years, for a combination of reasons, and I'd like to take a little bit of credit, when we put a flight school at the Lancaster Airport, the Buffalo Lancaster Airport, the level of activity over there began to intensify tremendously. We brought new students in. We brought new tenants into the airport. We brought aircraft purchasers into the airport. And, you know, news began to spread that of the five or six airports that ring the city of Buffalo, our little airport was beginning to thrive. And with that thriving situation, we developed a bit of a traffic problem. When I say the traffic problem, where we were once able to operate with a single runway and no taxiways, we could back taxi, for example, for departure. We're in a situation right now where the sheer volume of landing and takeoffs make back taxiing almost a hazardous activity. And the airport has also been fortunate to be the recipient of airport improvement funds over the years. It has recently, you know, expanded its hangar base. Its runway has been improved. But this year, a strange paradox has taken place. Where we need these dollars the most now, primarily for safety enhancements to the airport, the increased level of air traffic has created a noise abatement problem for several of the neighbors who have moved into the area recently. And with that problem came formal requests to the state and to the feds to stop any future funding of the airport. And this has created the paradox that we're in now. We need the money for safety enhancements, and we have now a growing group of opposition to the increased activity at the airport.
Well, now, when it comes down to getting federal grants, if I understand your situation as you've explained it, the town of Lancaster, which is the municipality in which the airport lies, has to approve an application for continued federal funding, and that's the point where the neighbors, who are organized under what sounds like a somewhat misleading safety organization title, are focusing their attack.
That's exactly right, Paul. They have lobbied the local town officials very hard. They've lobbied the our state and federal legislative delegation very hard to prohibit and block any future funding of expansion or safety enhancements at the Lancaster Airport. You know, if they had their wish, the airport would go away, and they know they cannot do that. So this is the route that they've taken. And they've developed a growing list of strange bedfellows. We're wondering what's empowering this group of neighbors. We're suspicious of how they're underwriting the legal challenges and where the finances are coming from this. We fear that there may be some influences by larger airport operators who perhaps fear the competition that the Buffalo Lancaster Airport, if it's allowed to expand, will bring to bear on them. So it's an interesting dilemma. I should say that we've called upon the help of everybody we've known in this business. We've talked with AOPA, and they've given us good advice and counsel, but we've run the limit of trying to assuage the concerns of the neighbors through delicate negotiations and noise abatement efforts. Nothing seems to be working. And so we're left with only one choice, and that is to prepare to defend the interests of the airport in court. And I think that's ultimately where this thing is going to go down.
We need to take a break. More with Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and this is a special feature from Aero News.
This is a story of two pilots. Our first guy, the one with Garmin Waas GPS, he just arrived home from a trip, ready to enjoy a nice home-cooked meal with his supermodel girlfriend.
Chérie, viens près de moi.
But our other guy, the pilot without Waas, well, he couldn't quite make it home. Had to divert to an airport with an ILS approach. So now it's dinner from a vending machine in some crummy pilot's lounge. You know which pilot you want to be. Garmin Waas GPS. Follow the leader.
Chérie.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about a fight that's on to convince the town of Lancaster, New York, to permit federally funded safety improvements at the local airport where Bob's flight school is based. I guess the mystery in this to me, Bob, would be how does any township in Western New York, how can they be convinced to throw a bucket of cold water on economic development? Because that seems to be what's breaking out there.
How do you read Election Day? Or how do you spell Election Day?
Yeah.
These folks that run the town supervisor, the town board, the zoning board of appeals, ultimately, they are responsible, of course, to their constituents and to the voters of the community, and they're trying to represent the interests of all concerned. So we have, this whole process, no doubt, has created a good deal of lost sleep among the members of the town board and the town council. We are and have been a shining light of prosperity. We're bringing jobs to the community. We're bringing aircraft sales to the community, which translates to sales tax revenue to the town. We're selling fuel. This translates to sales tax revenues to the town. So we've become an economic generator on the one hand and a source of increasing noise, which we can apologize for, but there's nothing we can do about it. The FAA, to their credit, have come in and conducted noise studies and safety observations and concluded that the Lancaster pilots are operating well within the law. We're compliant with all FARs, Federal Aviation Regulations. We're not extremely noisy. Even the decibel readings of our airplanes over the homes of the complainants are all within acceptable limits. But nonetheless, once the hue and cry gets loud enough, the town stops in its tracks. And right now where it stands is they haven't ruled yes or no. They have simply postponed the approval. Now here is the added problem, because these dollars were appropriated for expenditure in this fiscal year. Now the state of New York has told us through the airport offices in New York, that if we don't spend these dollars by May 1st, the state of New York is not going to release their share. So, you know, even the fact that they have not ruled yet, the mere delaying of the process has put us in such a situation that the dollars may just time out and we may not have access to them at all in the current fiscal year, which ends at the federal level at the end of September.
Well, I wish you success, Bob, and we'll want to follow what happens carefully, because I think this has to be playing out in hundreds of locations across the country.
Well, I know time is short, Paul, but just in conclusion, let me just say for our listeners, in any such case, if this ultimately winds up going into the litigation process, it's an expensive ordeal. And all airports, should begin putting together what we're calling a legal challenge fund or a legal defense fund. Put money aside for just this kind of eventuality, because ultimately, this is where it can wind up.
All right, Bob. Well, we appreciate your sticking up for general aviation and the work you're doing on its behalf. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thanks, Paul.
You can always find the current edition of Over the Airwaves, along with links to Bob Miller flight training, on the web at www.overtheairwaves.com. While you're there, sign up to get an email each month when the new edition becomes available. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.